The General Conference on Record regarding inspiration. This was a time when the work of Ellen White was being carefully scrutinized and consideration was given to inspiration revelation as it related to her experience and writings. The action taken at the session to deal with faulty grammar and to clarify some statements was to become very important to Seventh-day Adventists, for it puts on record the position of the Church that has been a benchmark in dealing with the question of inspiration. The work of preparing the testimonies for publication in four volumes proceeded, culminating in their publication in 1885. One other task called for immediate attention of the provisions of the General Conference session, as they related to the E.G. White books, were to be carried out. Her writing on the life of Christ, as it appeared in Spirit of Prophecy, volumes 2 and 3, was to be prepared for publication in a single volume. This was to be translated in the languages of Europe, providing books that could be sold to the general public. The editorial task was assigned to Marion Davis. She began this at once, for A.B. Oyen was to begin translating the Danish-Norwegian edition almost immediately, MKW to WCW, December 6, 1883.